you get in the tavern, you indeed see, where is he sitting there in the corner by himself?
Was that the Burmese?
Wurz.
Wurz. Oh.
The guy with the cape.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where is that?
And he's just sort of sitting there drinking.
I'll approach him.
All right.
So how are you feeling today?
Oh, you guys came. You guys came. Please have a seat. Please have a seat.
I spin the chair around again and sit down.
You're so cool.
I stand.
Okay. Stool's on the table.
I'm kind of biting at my fingernails in the corner, just listening, but kind of like
he perspiring.
Kind of upset.
He's upset or not?
Yeah. Well, he told you guys he was robbed.
Yeah.
He told you you were robbed.
I mean, I'll let him. I put my hand on his back and I'm like read deeper for that.
Your wise man once said, "You cannot take your possessions to Mount Celestia."
What is Mount Celestia?
And I'm just like, you should know. And then I won't.
I'm a holy man. What are you? Some kind of crackpot?
Wrong decision, dude.
You don't talk to a cleric, man. He's a crazy cleric.
Yeah, Fargus me for cleric.
Wurz reaches down his pouch and grabs a small little baggie, and he slowly sort of holds it up, and he pours out. Six
drugs.
Or,
one, two, three,
what?
Five, six. Yeah. He pulls out seven.
This is the guy we saved?
Yep. Yeah. Obsidian gemstones.
Obsidian gemstones.
And he goes, one for each of you, please. They're quite valuable. And he hands each of you a gemstone.
I grab one and try to see if I can eat it.
What? No, I actually thought
actually
the same
bite
thing.
It?
Just like
swallow. Or swallow it.
No, just bite it.
Like, to see if it's real?
I mean, I don't know. I've never seen an obsidian gemstone.
You're a dwarf. It's
lava, bro.
Oh, that's true, I guess.
It's valuable.
Okay.
10 gold pieces.
Hey, rudeness.
Wow.
Sorry.
How much is it worth?
2 gold pieces.
Sorry, it's worth 10 gold pieces each.
Hooray.
But you need to sell
it. I hold
more stuff for me to get stolen.
Is this for saving your life?
Yes.
I just set it down in front of me. I haven't given it to anyone yet, though, but I'm not touching it.
Okay.
Is there anybody else around?
There is a few other people, but that's why he was sort of secretive of handing it out. So it wasn't here you go, throwing it out. He's sort of handing you guys some stuff.
Oh my god, okay. That wasn't bad of him.
And he goes, I really appreciate you guys saving my life. I actually have,
He smiles like that.
Yeah, he smiles like it. I need to get a package to Blindlestone, and you guys seem to be young adventurers. Is there any way that you guys could take this to Blindlestone for me?
What is Blindlestone?
Yeah, sure, we'll do it.
It's the Deep Gnomes place. Where Turby's from.
I step out of the corner and say, yeah, we can definitely do that. Seeming like I really want to get this and try to get out of here.
What is it?
I'd rather it be no questions asked.
It's gonna be hard to do when you're a criminal.
A criminal for what?
I don't know how this place works. We found your wanted poster.
My wanted poster? Let me see it.
Crow? I have a disguise poster.
There it is. it's in some weird language.
That looks like it's from the Grey Ghost.
A what?
That is not a wanted poster. The Grey Ghost.
Like the one we talked to earlier.
I don't know.
It probably came off of those guys that attacked me, right?
The mm-hmm. same spot.
Did they seem to be the guards that are out in front?
With the webs.
No.
I thought they were. They're not the same guards that got me.
I ask him if he knows anything about a pipe at the dockyards.
No. I know knowledge.
Then I inform him that I found that pipe where you were close to where he was attacked.
That must have been where they came from. The Grey Ghosts have been outcasts of the Duergar. People that have been cast out because they do not fit in.
Can I do an insight check to see if it's
fine? Roll for it.
Six.
Got him.
Six.
Got him.
No, he seems to be truthful.
I'm like, what do you think that they want you for?
They probably know that I have several connections of acquiring certain merchandise.
Like the merchandise you want to deliver.
Possibly.
That's why we need to know what it is, so that we know if we're in danger.
If
well, I have no problem doing dangerous tasks, but
if
I'd
you
like
take
to
this there, you can. And he pulls out another thing. Let me make sure I know his name. These must get to, and he like looks at Turvey. He's like almost speaking to only Turvey. These must get to Kazook.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, Zook. We know Zook.
No, not Zook. Kazook.
Oh.
Kazook. The alchemist there.
Cousins.
And he sort of Clark puts out five small rocks.
Crack. More rocks.
And he puts them out in front of the table. And it's like, these are very valuable. They must get to Kazook. And then he starts to put it back in the bag.
Oh, he puts them back?
He tries to put them, start putting them back.
I'm not going to touch it, but I want to look, like, closely at it.
Okay. Roll,
investigation.
Yeah, I would say investigation.
Oh. Ooh. Surprise.
Medicine?
Not a crit.
A five? Yeah. They just appear to be rocks of gems of some sort. They don't appear to be, like, a valuable gem. They just look like an empty rock.
Shaking, I grab the bag.
Which bag?
The bag that he wants us to deliver.
How does,
if he's giving it to us.
He has a hand to you.
Telepathy work. Can I initiate it?
Now you have to ask him. But he'll shoot spores everywhere. Oh, yeah, buddy.
you see elf boobs.
Yeah, you're going to hear boobs, and you're going to see boobs instantly.
Like,
this kid.
I think we need a moment to talk about this.
Fine, that's fine. I'll be right over here. And he scoops up the gems and puts it back in his bag and puts it back.
Did you leave
away.
The
but we didn't get the
stone on the table?
We got the other gems.
We got our
yes,
gems.
Yeah, you got your ten gold gem.
I open up this.
These
sack.
Are just different stones that he's laid before you that he wants you to deliver to Blindlestone.
Blindlestone
is the deep gnome.
And walk
city.
Away from him.
And he said Kazook, the alchemist.
I scoop
there.
It into the bag.
What are the gray ghosts?
The Grey Ghost or the outcast Duogar. Right. And anyone that's been in the city that's basically
it's
been
the, it's the
told to leave and never come back.
Okay.
But they appear every once in a while and do bad things.
Okay.
I think
this is the stuff
that Ilsa... What? Let me
read that thing. I think this is the stuff that Ilsa is trying to get under control.
Huh? How are you going to respond?
I'm going to wait for
huh?
the finish.
You think this is the stuff that Ilsa is trying to get under control?
We're just talking to her sometimes.
Yeah, but it sounds weird.
I think this is exactly what it is. It's business that we shouldn't be getting involved in, but since it's our only way out, I think we should help the most righteous person, and I need you guys to decide who that is.
You do that.
Okay.
Into the bag.
I scoop it into my bag.
Yours.
Huh?
And I'm like, do you always do that without asking?
I thought you were walking away from me.
For the time being, I'll come back to
it. I'll keep it safe in the community pot. I kind of shake the bag.
Terry.
Okay.
Yes.
How do you feel about this? What do you know of this man?
I don't know anything of the man, but the stones resemble spell gems.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know anything about the man we're supposed to deliver it to?
Kazook is an alchemist. He is a... As much as I know him, he's a nice man. He refines spell gems into their natural, or their... their magical form.
I'm like, are these things illegal?
No, actually, they're quite valuable. I'm actually kind of surprised that he's offering these to us. In the form that they are right now, they're useless. But to Kazook, they are.
You don't think,
so you think
he's giving us these because he thinks we might conveniently lose them along the way, do you?
I don't believe so. I'm not sure, but to him, the stones are useless without an alchemist of his nature.
I go ahead and go back to the red cape guy.
Without the group, just... Oh, you walk up to him? Okay. All right.
I'll take the bag
remember, this must go to Kazook. And Kazook only.
Gotcha.
And he reaches and hands you the bag.
I kind of see a problem with this if they're not illegally treated.
I just want out of the Underdark. If I'm being real.
I've had a short run. I grab your
both Jaren or Injury.
As do I.
I walk up to him.
To where's?
Yeah. I grab his shirt. And I try to intimidate him.
Okay.
What are we getting ourselves into? Are these stolen? What's the catch?
Intimidation roll, please.
27. Natural.
It's a natural, yeah.
Wow. His face goes white, and he's like, I, and he like looks around, and he's like, it's a secret trade pact that I have with Kazook. They must get to him and him only. These stones are very valuable, and the Duergar would greatly like to get their hands on them. But as long as you keep them secret, it would be at a great price for your service to do this.
I suddenly get a smile on my face. Thanks. Kiss my cheek. Push him away.
Such a tease.
He stumbles backwards a little bit and looks around at everyone else and then doesn't even worry about anyone else because he's actually scared of Crow and walks away from you guys and doesn't say anything else. Yeah. That's it. So, Kirito, you have the stones.
I'll talk to you about it later.
I want to
keep us on what all this is going on.
I want to look around and see if anyone saw. Let's take the stuff.
Take stuff.
I have a question real quick for Worse.
He's already left.
Well, so much
because Crow ran up and scared him to death and then pushed him down. Well, close enough.
A 14.
No one really notices other than Crow grabbing him and roughing him up a little. Well, not really roughing him up, but sort of.
Roughed him up. Did we get a map?
A map of what?
The other day?
Nope. The Blundellstone?
Mm-hmm.
No. You are trying to find specific things where the Duro are getting their stuff before you can get that. And you know that the Duro live in the Cleef.
The what?
Cleef.
Cleef.
And that's where they are at.
I'm like, I feel like we should. I'm talking to Journal. I feel like we need now some time to investigate that tunnel.
Investigate what?
The tunnel.
The tunnel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we really need to go there.
The tunnel?
Like, why is that?
I mean, I got robbed down there. It's probably not very safe anymore.
We were just down there yesterday.
Yeah, remember the last time we came out from there, we had a fight. And then I got robbed. So two out of three times we've been down there, bad things happen.
There's nine of us.
Yeah, since when did you...
I'm not shy away from a fight. I just don't think we should go down right now.
I'm like,
so I'm obviously being a little bit shifty.
Yeah. I'm just like,
okay.
Is there a reason why you don't want to go down there?
Swear.
Other than getting robbed.
Oh, God.
You got robbed in the middle
of
the night.
Yeah, I got robbed at night. You're right. I mean...
Now I'm pale.
I'm like, is there something going on with that pipe? Do you know what's down there?
No, I don't.
Can I inside to see who's lying?
Mm-hmm.
14?
No.
Or 15?
You can't tell. Or what did you say?
15.
15 is what I made.
13, right?
Yes.
I'm not lying about what's going on down there. I don't know anything about that.
Okay. Huh?
I have no idea about that pipe.
Contest?
He could, but I just made
it. I didn't notice anything when I was sleeping. Because I was asleep. And when I woke up, the pipe was still there. Nothing
seemed
to be
wrong.
Do I
have a feeling they're
lying? Look, I don't think we should go down there.
See? That's two votes. We'd make it democratic.
At
least not with this guy.
Really...
Bro, do you have this guy's kit?
Yeah.
You wanna have some fun?
I don't wanna get my soulmate.
You wanna have some fun?
Like,
you gonna dress me up?
What do you think?
Hmm? Oh, I definitely want to go out. I definitely want to go down and see what it is. I'll even lead.
I agree.
I don't want to be a pretty
girl. I turn to them and I'm like, you guys can come if you want, but we're going down.
Oh, I'm going.
Okay. Are you following, Krub?
Of course, I'm on stealth. On the edge.
I take out my prayer book and I'm reading it as we walk down there.
Uh-oh. Done it now, boys. You want everything up?
No.
No? I asked for my disguise kit.
Thanks. Are you setting the...
Keep this thing away from me.
We found the Demogorgon lair.
Okay.
The water should have burned up.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
All right, guys. Destroy water and destroy all of that water. Magic.
10 cubic feet at a time.
Pachoo! You gotta take a long rest. Pachoo!
Alright, tomorrow.
But tomorrow, I'll be back and I'll get more of this.
Yeah. You guys come out of the tavern. Alright, so you guys are over here.
Everyone's gone? The town has shifted.
No. Yeah, the town has shifted. Now, there's still some more guys around. You guys have come out, and man, I lost my train of thought here.
Whatever happened to her?
We were on our way to
what?
The sound.
It's still there.
I gotta pee.
We're on the way to the pipe.
Yes, you guys are on the way to the pipe. And
the pipe.
You guys see. As you guys walk out of the tavern,
we're just walking out of the tavern.
You guys are coming out. There's like this large, giant gate. With
like where we enter?
No. Like the docks and stuff back at the marketplace is over here, and you guys are actually coming out that way and walking this way. And there's a large gate over here and two towers with some Duergar in them. That seems to be like. Just blocking passage for normal folk to walk through. They're just like a big gate, a giant gate that's sitting there.
Normal folk?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like common folk?
Yeah, like common folk, yes. And you guys are right over here. And poor old Stool is with Jernor, I guess.
Yeah.
You have some drow and some orcs sort of around.
What's going on now?
Do I recognize the drow?
You guys are coming out of the tavern.
Right.
Out of the tavern, there's a giant gate with a guard station to stop normal travelers to go through that area.
Okay.
And then the docks are down this area.
Okay. And there's a couple drow and orcs running around.
Yep. And as you guys are coming out of this area, the rhythmic hammering of the city's forge is drowned for a second by a thundering roar and a sound of crumbling rock. Duergar and visitors alike turn to look. Oops, I forgot to do it.
Oh no.
Turn to look to see a giant stone giant just go and like destroy, and he's got two heads. Like it's just he's like normal guy, but like the head isn't like a two-headed, like
it's
normal. It's like sprouted out of its neck.
Oh. So he's a stone giant? He looks like a stone giant, but with an extra head.
But like it's like a weird formation of a head.
Like
it's
a tumor?
Like just came right, yeah, almost like a tumor, but it's like a head. A two-headed gray-skinned giant bursts through the gate, howling madly and lashing out left and right, littering the plaza with rock and stone debris. As he bellows, one of his swings connects with a Duergar soldier whose broken body flies through the air and crashes near with a sickening crunch. So he like destroys all of them, and there's just like rock flies everywhere. This guy gets squashed.
Giant
and one of the Duergar,
my friend,
just like, and he's just like, and you just hear a crunch, and that's it.
You okay?
And he's just like swinging. Left and right, just like swinging at everything.
I stealth.
It's not good.
I stealth. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we need to get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
Are people running around?
You see common folk, like the orcs and stuff, they all like start moving away. But then you see like three Duergar just appear out of nowhere and start charging straight at it.
Okay.
And it is... Okay, I just can't figure out what you want to do.
Should we roll initiative?
Nope, not yet. You haven't engaged yet.
Okay, I've run up and shoot it.
Maybe we should see what happens first.
Are you running out and shooting it?
Yep.
All right, run up as far as you can and shoot.
Man, half elves always rush in.
You're on your own.
Did you hear my response?
Run up as far as you can, probably a disadvantage. As far as
weight.
Well, I don't know how far your crossbow does.
I can dash.
You can dash as a bonus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a rogue.
All right.
So how are you hiding?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
He laughed at me when I said I was on stealth. So 80 feet, right?
Yep.
So I'm good.
Okay. Actually, just everybody just roll initiative just so I can get it set. Not to worry about it.
18.
Niner.
11.
7.
9 for Jiranor.
Oh, did you want me to keep track of this?
What'd you say? Kirito? What number?
11.
Nah, that's okay.
What app do you use?
Huh?
What app do you use?
I don't remember what it's called. It's the same thing as Fight Club Crow.
15.
Fargus.
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 7.
And Court.
20.
Aramel.
18.
Okay. Chirto, you're gonna start us out.
19.
19 hits!
Is there anyone within 5 feet of him?
No, not yet.
Ooh, a massive 3!
Okay, takes 3 damage. And we're gonna start at the top Court.
So now he's only got 97 hit points.
So Luke,
more
yep.
than.
You said you're counting mass, if you throw a thrown weapon, that's you can only get half of it back?
It's
ammunition. It's not supposed to be that. I did it wrong because I looked at.
I was gonna say it's a hand axe
and that says ammunition trait on it.
Hand axe is 5 gold, and I was like, that's way too expensive.
No, I agree. All right. Okay. Court, here you go.
I'll just dash up there.
All right.
I'm gonna get smashed.
All right. Kirby follows right behind Court.
I tell the what's left of the group as they're running away, I set the dock on fire.
Oh, that's why.
Gosh. Because now we're much more focused on the fight, and I can be honest.
Okay.
And we.
I lean over, I'm like.
I. Okay, Fargus, you know I have a problem with fire.
Right.
Talk about it later.
Yes, Dad. No, I look at you, and just so earlier in the tavern, I just look at you and I say,
"One next time I'm doing an insight check."
Stone giant.
Look at Kyle's face.
Are you busted?
What?
Nothing.
That he could be the Thander again.
Yeah.
Part two.
Who's proficient in
maybe
insight?
Maybe he'll beat me
this
again.
This happened before.
Who's proficient in insight? Anyone?
Don't think so.
Yep.
You are?
Yep. It was between that and something else, but I'm like, that's not my answer.
Roll, please.
That would count. So it's about the same thing. So, 16.
You notice that the stone giant seems to be crazed and almost terrified of what's going on.
Like it doesn't know what it's doing?
Yeah. And it runs up there and it just attacks the closest person it sees.
I speak giant.
Oh, you do.
Well, you've already attacked it.
The head's probably controlling it.
The
he swings once at this guy and hits this one for 13 damage.
Okay.
And then swings again at the one next to it and hits.
He has 2 attacks.
Does 12 more damage to that one.
That has
how much damage?
13 damage and 12 damage.
That's a lot of damage.
You did
damage.
That makes it Spool's turn, which he does nothing. Crow.
I cast, 16.
I cast sleep.
Yeah, that's what it is. I move up, just a little bit. I would say half a stick.
Okay.
I cast, fairy fire.
Okay.
Dexterity saving throw.
How's that long? How long does it last?
You rolled 11. 11?
Missed.
Yep.
Any attack roll against an affected creature or object has advantage if the attacker can see it.
Okay.
And it can benefit from
the
invisible.
Okay.
I give bardic inspiration to the barbarian.
Woo!
Okay.
It's my turn.
All the Duragar attack and do 10 damage to it.
Combined?
Kirito. He is a large figure, so you can have a clear line of fire. He stands above him.
I'll move here and attempt to hide behind that.
You already have advantage.
I need two advantages.
For what?
Because I'm going to lose one because I'm going to aim at that.
There is no lose or not. It's you have advantage or you have disadvantage. You can have 10 advantages and one disadvantage.
He's saying he's going to try to shoot specifically.
If I specifically target the head.
That's a disadvantage. And you already have advantage, so they just cancel.
I don't get another advantage.
No.
No, you can have as many advantages as you want.
Maybe
just
I'll be cover or something. I don't know. I guess I won't hide. I'll just move towards it.
Okay.
And shoot.
All right.
Targeting his head.
Okay.
Babylon.
His
bad
head?
Head?
Oh.
The bad head?
The growth head.
Yep.
23.
Hits.
Nice. 4. 6 plus 2. Oh, that was the wrong one. Dang god, that's really high too.
That's your max.
So you just kept it rolling
the
side of
the edge. 3. 5.
We'll have a damage.
1 damage.
Okay. The arrow hits the strange head and like sticks into its jaw, and it's like still setting inside of the jaw, and you hear it scream out in pain and roar.
From which head?
From the bad head.
Head
screams out
head
in pain. And Fargus, your turn.
Go punch it.
I say dodge first.
Okay.
I had 25.
It's gonna die.
Are you dashing?
Or 50 feet. Alright. Jirinor.
Alright. Take my hands out of my pockets.
Oof. Where's the 60 footer, real quick? Line her up right here. And what we're gonna do.
Hey, go ahead.
Not quite.
Okay. I'll put it right. I'll do a dash.
Okay.
To here.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Nice move.
I'm going to use Hunter's Mark as a bonus action. And actually, let's see if there's a range on that first. 90 feet.
Yep. So Hunter's Mark on him?
Yep.
Court, your turn.
Except it shouldn't be like a Hunter's Mark. It should be like a holy symbol floating above his head.
I get out a javelin.
Yep.
And throw it at the bad head.
At the bad head, so disadvantage. Oh, but you have advantage because fairy fire, so it's normal.
Yep.
Oh,
nice. That's 11.
Nice.
Oh, wait. No, it's first my strength.
Yeah, it's strength.
Oh, javelin's on deck. Okay.
I'm going to use bardic inspiration.
Ooh,
make it 17.
Hits.
Is it a D8?
I have no idea.
Pretty sure it's a D8.
Javelin?
Yeah.
Looks like a D6 there.
Yeah, that's a
D6. It's
D6. Yep, I'm sorry. I should.
D6 plus strength.
I thought you were using your halberd word.
Okay.
Lance, that's what it was.
8 damage.
Yep. Turvey walks up right behind and shoots crossbow.
I still haven't got one.
You haven't?
No.
Where are you at?
I had a, what, 18?
I'm not even joking.
Oh,
you're not even on this list. You were on it because I moved your guy, and it's he's not even on here.
I wondered why you didn't have him re-roll.
All right, go ahead, Intermill. Wow, that is hilarious. It, like, took you out of the combat.
Is that range for a crossbow?
Yep.
All right. Targeting the bad head.
Okay.
And shouting, I don't think he knows what he's doing. Terrible. 10. Miss.
Miss. Go ahead and go again, because we've already gone through one round.
Oh, okay.
It would be you right now.
Guess that's good enough distance for me. Even better. Yay. I will go also summon the spiritual weapon.
Okay.
Right,
I can move within 60 feet. So,
you don't get
so right about there.
You can't cast it at the giant?
I cast it within 60 feet. But that is my bonus action. I cannot use it to move this time.
Cast it on his head.
Okay.
That's what I'm aiming for the second head.
Turvy hits it for 8.
Does she know what she's doing?
It's
court.
Bad head.
What are you talking about?
No, she just attacks. Crow, your turn.
I cast...
Wait, what did she attack?
Just attack it.
The giant itself? Does she have advantage?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yes.
Basically, that's what it looks like. He's even crouched like...
Crouching satyr and tiger.
I cast sleep here in a line.
Sleep?
You can hit those guys too.
You're going to be sitting...
They're attacking the same thing.
It's only enemies.
Oh, he wants to keep the thing alive?
Yep.
You can do whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, so I'm going to start taking it out of here. We're going to ride that stone giant.
Yeah. Put reins on it.
26, starting with the lowest.
You're also insensitive.
Only he falls asleep.
What? I thought it was only unfriendly.
No, great. Sleep is everybody.
I'm going to get away from...
Including you.
Yeah. Including Jared.
Well, it's only 20 feet, so...
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's the line I put
no,
it
on. No, yeah, I know.
All three of these guys.
Just those three. And the stone giant, but... One of them went to sleep.
I'm just gonna get it smashed into a candy.
And I cast inspiration.
I
get inspiration to...
Okay.
Stone
giant.
You used the last one.
I got a 6 from it, thank you.
But Jim is my enemy.
Stone giant goes and
so
attacks this one.
Fred. Because he's Jim's his own worst enemy. She's also mad at me.
And misses.
It's my friend.
And attacks the one that's asleep.
Which means
it's
my friend.
He's done.
And hits. And he's dead.
He sprays apart like a burrito.
You just killed him.
But.
He just went. And you can see his body just.
Does
and
he
like
have,
his metal, like, flattens.
Like a toothpaste tube.
Yeah, that's
a
little bit.
Does he have a weapon?
It's like limbo when you get.
No, he is actually using this. But the Duergar attack, and they only do 7 damage this round. Kirito.
That's a pretty sweet stone giant.
Is it like a ball giant?
Keep going muscles? For it.
Is that your
I'll target
the head?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
4, 7.
Fifteen?
Yeah.
15 damage. I'm not even gonna get there.
Okay. Still alive.
What's the head look like?
As you hit it again, the other arrow sort of sticks sort of in its side of its head and the eyes sort of are rolling back on its head.
Yeah.
Fergus. Climb up that stone giant.
Is it drink first?
What would I be able to get there
you're good.
The next turn?
You're good. No, you can get there with a dash. Oh, yeah. With your next turn, yeah.
All right, I'm taking a dodge.
Okay.
I'm like waiting to see which way he's going to move.
Terranor?
Ready to.
Right, here we go. There goes nothing, guys.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
What's he doing?
Oh, we're gonna move up to right here. So, so he knows who's in charge. I'm gonna use command.
Yep.
Ooh.
I'm gonna speak out in giant.
Okay.
What is command?
Command is you speak a one-word command to a creature you see within range. That target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or follow the command on its next turn. The spell has no effect if the target is undead, if it doesn't understand your language, or if your command is directly harmful to it.
You better hope that has.
It's awesome. Yeah. I hope he speaks giant.
What do I have to roll?
Wisdom saving.
I rolled a 4.
Ooh.
And what was your one word?
Halt. And it says for halt.
He's going to stand there and attack you.
The target doesn't move and takes no actions. A flying creature stays aloft, provided that it is able to do so.
So the
it just goes on about the yeah. It takes no.
There's a saving throw after every round.
No, I think it's just.
But it's after contact.
One round.
And what is it considered?
A enchantment. Component is V.
Charmed. Frightened. Deafened.
No, it's just follow my itself. Follow my command here. It's the direct.
Is that a paladin's
round? Yep. I have it in here too.
Command.
Oh, right there.
If you ain't down with that, we got two. Try it.
And then, as a bonus action, can I ready something? Ready an attack? Is that how that works?
No, not as a bonus action. That was it.
Okay.
All right, that brings us back to court.
So it's just standing there?
Yeah, charm person says you attempt to charm a human word.
Okay.
So this one doesn't say anything about
it. Okay. Go ahead, Steven. You don't know what it's doing right now. You just saw a general run up and say, hold.
I should have made it grom.
I should have.
I wanted someone to steal it from me later.
I saw it react, though, right?
What?
To his words?
No. You see nothing yet.
Smart.
I'm going to attack it again, then.
Okay.
Well, that's bad head.
What are you dying with?
A javelin.
What are you trying to attack? Just him?
The bad head.
Okay. Oh.
What? I'm sorry, Jared. That's
right.
16.
Miss.
I mean, wait, no. More than that.
More than that?
Yeah.
How much more?
21.
Hits.
21.
Like, it's not going to hit.
A little bit.
Yeah, like 16's not going to matter.
And you're aiming at the bad head?
Yeah.
Okay. Good thing we have fairy fire on.
Eric, do you know Rick?
Five damage.
He's,
okay.
It, he's pretty, the javelin
he's come back, so he
just,
very,
like,
very
sits, creepy. Sinks right through, and it, like, goes through the head of the bad head. And it's, like, already sitting there, like, sort of, like, sprouted out like this, and you just see it sort of, like, flop
okay.
down. And it's Turby's turn. And Turby attacks again with the hand crossbow.
You need to control your girl, bro.
And that brings us to Aramel.
You need to control your girl,
bro.
Okay. Stone's giant's turn. You see him standing there in a frenzy and he starts shaking his head like
the bad like, head like wobble.
Yeah. Just looks no, I'm not
it's
even
like
gonna
say
like
we know what it was like.
He looks at his hands and he's like he speaks in giant and Jernor, you just sense he's like, what's going on?
You sense that, or you...
He hears it.
Can I have a chance to talk to him?
On your turn, exactly. Okay. Crow, it's your turn. But he takes no action. He's just standing there looking at his hands.
Although we also think Jaranor's command stopped him.
We'll
find out. Alright, I went to the skull, then.
The crossbow is
60 feet.
Right.
You're still shooting him?
Sleep. We still got these two guys up.
What's up? 35 feet?
Yeah.
You don't go past the ruler, you go to the end.
I don't really care. I can race with anything.
Yeah, I don't care.
You're good.
Well, I don't care.
This is kind of like on the fly.
So you're doing a Max Payne jump with the crossbow? And
Max Payne.
With a light crossbow?
I will. I'll probably do sleep again on these guys. Want them to go down.
Is that pile of rocks like his squish body?
That's some rumble, though. But yes. It could very well be his squish body.
Are these two over here run off?
They continue to run off.
And the head is pretty much shot.
The head's got a javelin all the way through it and two arrows in it, and it's flopped down on its shoulder.
So I'm going to...
And he's sort of just looking at his hands.
Okay, I'm going to try to cast sleep on these two.
The giant two?
Nope, just a straight line from those
two
guys. Ugh, only an 18.
Wow.
This one falls asleep.
That's it.
Okay. You see three more Duergar just appear out of nowhere, and they start running up, and they're not. They're looking at him and you guys.
You attack them.
Attack them.
You put them to sleep, and then he got smashed.
That's not my fault.
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Kirito, on your turn.
They're going to get smashed regardless.
Somebody is supposed to sleep.
Yeah, but we don't need to show us killing them.
I didn't kill anybody.
You assisted in their death.
Okay. So you're readying an attack if he attacks.
Correct.
All right, at this point, you see the stone giant fall to its knees, and is just like... He's just sort of still looking at his hands. His hands are starting to shake a little bit. He's just like in disbelief of the blood that's on his hand. Fargus.
Oh, my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Turn speed giant.
Wait, is it the other Fargus?
Huh?
The other Fargus is gone right
now. What other Fargus? Is there two Farguses?
Wait, me?
I'm gonna turn over this way.
Okay.
And I'm gonna hold up my hands and like out to the Duergar, and I'm gonna be like, it's okay, He's under control now.
Okay.
Like how Chris Pratt
Jaranor
approached the Velociraptors. Well, okay, I'll do this. I was going to do the same thing, like how Chris Pratt approached the Velociraptors. I'm going to go, I can speak his language. And I call out to the...
You're just over top of me.
The giant. I say, giant, what is happening?
You have to say it in giantese, though.
I don't know how.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, then you can't talk to
him. Yeah. I don't even know the dialect.
Right. Right. Figure it out.
Do not know.
Ooh.
Do not know.
I like it.
I'm immersed.
It's like I'm right there.
He just continues to look at his hands with blood on them as it's starting to drip off his hands. And it's just not like a rage shake, but like a nervous kind of shake.
Shake.
At this point... combat ends, and the Duergar come up to you guys, and this one's like grabbing its hands and like trying to pull it down, and they come up to you and say, what's going on?
Who's he talking to?
Just general, to anyone around the area.
I point over at the bad head and I'm like, I think this thing was uncontrolled by that growth on its side, at its shoulder.
I'll have to speak to my superior about this. Hey, you! And he like waves over to these guys and they like come over with like almost like rope and they start roping this dude up a little bit. Let me read one more thing real quick.
I speak giant, guys. I thought it'd be useless, but we'll see.
It still might be useless. Although you couldn't do commands otherwise.
They're starting to rope him up, and they're questioning some of the people that have been around, like these turds. And are asking you guys questions about how it started, and trying to just investigate to see what's going on.
Well, you see, there was a gate, and then there wasn't, and then people were flying like fireworks.
And then you see another stone giant come out.
Oh my gosh!
He looks normal and calm. And he
are
just,
they both he's?
Huh?
Are they both he's?
Yes, they're both he's, and he walks.
Juvenile.
This one looks very dangerous, but he just walks out very calm and just walks out and starts talking to a few of the guards that are over here. And this giant at this point is basically sitting down, roped up, and not worried about anything.
What was the gate made out of?
No, I didn't do it. That was Invisible Man. What now?
I come out of invisibility.
You weren't invisible.
You knocked over the iPad.
When'd you cast the spell?
Oh my gosh. Are these, what is this gate made out of?
It was made out of wood. It wasn't like an iron gate.
While everything's going on, I come over to the pieces of gate.
Wood. You come over to the gate?
Is it broken on the ground like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can kick it down.
Okay.
And I start.
You start what?
I just start prying off pieces of wood.
Prying off pieces of wood of the gate.
From a broken gate, yeah.
Okay, roll strength check.
Yeah. I'm using my weapons and stuff. In my carpenter's tools.
Okay.
18.
Okay, you're able to get a piece off, but then Dorgar comes over and says, what are you doing?
Scavenging. I just wanted to use... Yeah, a piece of wood.
Put it down and come over here. And he waves you over to this area.
I run over to the other stone giant and I say, do you know what happened? And I try all my languages to see if it understands me.
All of my languages.
Alright, before you get there, you walk through some of the Duergar sort of stepping your way and say, this is under investigation. Relax for now, but do not leave. We have more questions for you guys.
I say to the closer one.
To what?
The one that's right next to the
treasure.
Ask him what?
Treasure.
I'm like, are you okay?
He looks up briefly at you and says, what is going on? Everything was fine this morning. And now I wake here with blood on my hands.
I'm like, don't worry, we'll figure it out.
I ask.
Sorry.
I'm investigating this box.
A box?
Is there anything I can use in there?
The grim charger was like.
Yeah.
The charger seem to be very busy with lots of other things.
They are very busy on watching you guys. It just appears to be a crate that's out there.
He spoke to me in
small supplies. So. Yes, he did. This stone giant starts walking over here, and the Duergar come with him. And this one, like, leans over and starts talking to this
getting
one.
Getting mouth to mouth.
No, just leans over and sees what's going on. He comes over here.
To the danger giant, I say, in giant, what was the last thing you remember? I mean, Dua Dugado Da Fado.
Is he speaking in common?
Yes, he was.
I'm still speaking in giant.
He speaks back to the giant, a little confused that you're speaking giant, and says, I was communing with the stone.
What?
Sounds kinky.
What? What stone are you speaking of?
Marijuana.
The stone in the walls.
walls. Where are you from?
To the stone.
Where are you from?
I am an apprentice of the stone keeper, Grom.
Who?
Grom.
H-G-R-A-A-M. Grom.
H?
Right. Yeah, there's an H there. This dude comes up to you guys and says, the Duergar said that you assisted in calming the giant. Thank you for that.
Which
my friend.
Which guy?
Little giant.
Oh, okay.
He comes up and sort of stalks. He passes like, sort of like the Duergar move away from him.
The Duergar.
And he through, yeah. And he walks up and says, he is my friend. I am Dorham, an apprentice of the Stonekeeper Hakram.
I'm just like, yeah, no problem. It didn't look like he was under his own.
Yes, I.
So has he always had two heads?
No. He was communing with the stone along with me, and he seemed to get in a frenzy, and he got up and started smashing things and running away. This head, and he like looks over at him and is like, "That is very strange. I've never seen such a thing." And he like almost just forgets about you guys and like walks over to Stone Giant and starts inspecting the head.
What's the first giant? Is he standing upright or is he like?
He's still kneeling. On his
knees. Okay, I walk up to him.
Yeah.
and I go, "Hey, giant!" But I say it like quietly enough so that he can't really hear me.
Okay, he doesn't move.
Does he notice me?
Yeah.
I wave my hands and I go, "Hey, giant."
Okay, he looks over at you.
I do it again.
He looks at you.
And I go like this.
You talking to the big one or the one on his knees?
The one on his knees.
He's bound. His hands are bound.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wave him down. He can, like, move around, right?
Yeah, but the Duergar aren't letting him move anywhere right now.
I tap the shin of the other one.
Okay.
I'm like, excuse me. Like,
he looks down at you. Very slow. It's like a slow, like.
I'm like, I look back at the Duergar and I'm like. Well, I'm not looking at the Duergar, but I look back at him and then I look up at the stone giant.
He slowly walks this way. And you can speak to him there.
I'm just like,
stop it.
I have a feeling that your friend,
hurry, hit him, he's almost dead,
will be imprisoned or worse for what he's done, but we know that he wasn't responsible. If you give us any information that you can, we'll investigate this matter.
No, Raihun, which is the dude's name, the giant that went crazy, he said, I will take him back to the stone keep, or the stone speaker. He will not be harmed. The Duergar will allow him pass back to Hagram. And from what the Duergar have said, they said that you have helped in not killing him. Is this true?
Yeah, we saw that bat head a mile away.
Yeah, and speaking of that, can I have my arrows out of it?
Can I climb up to some giant to use arrows?
Can I clip those arrows?
Just leave it be.
You may retrieve it if we remove this head.
What?
Later on, you can come by the Carngrom Cavern. It is to the west, and Grackles do. I'm sure that Hagram would like to speak to you all. At some point in your journey, please come visit us.
I just nod and I bow really low.
Where is he?
He goes, that is all. I would like to take Rahun back to the cavern.
I lean into Rahun?
No, it's Durhan.
No doubt. Where is that here? Mm-hmm. Play here.
Durhan is the dude that's not with the crazy head.
It says, if you figure anything out on what caused this, make sure you find me.
Looking in a box.
I would also like to know exactly what's going on.
Did you take anything out of it?
I'm speaking of
giants. I have not seen such shenanigans, no. I have not seen such madness in this place as this. For it to appear out of nowhere, I did not sense any magic of any sort.
Valor is a
player. Just remember.
Oh, yeah.
He looks at you like you're an idiot.
There's always another morning.
Starts walking past and sort of grabs him and, like, almost leads him away as he's bound. The Duergar, there's three of them follow. Not him, because he's talking to him. That one falls.
Am I holding on to ropes or something?
Nope, just he's the only one that's sort of like telling him to fall. The guards are all sort of around him.
Can I loot the bodies looking for a shield?
Looking for a shield?
Yeah.
What bodies?
You can,
come on, there's
you
a bunch
can,
of guards all over the place.
Can you even wield a shield?
You might not want to do that.
You can have mine
looting.
No, there's still.
Corpse.
I don't have enough guys, but there's at least
there's
four
there.
Or five.
There's a dead body there.
Four or five more Duergar here still talking to people. These guys walk off.
Here.
I have a shield you can have.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I go back to the cleric and I'm like,
you have a shield
you
now.
Set what on fire?
Woohoo!
Oh, that was I was joking. I set the tone for the fight coming ahead. I think
you see this dude sort of stand up and he like looks over at you guys and he goes, seize them! Seize all of them!
Whoa!
And you see these guys sort of walk.
What?
Caesar?
Caesar? Caesar.
What?
And they all start coming at you guys. This guy talking to the dude that was asleep says, seize them all! And they all start coming at you guys.
I don't know about you guys, but I got full health.
I dash.
Are you dashing? Are you?
Is there any commoners?
Most of the commoners are out of the area.
How many enemies, or, sorry, aggressors do
right
you
now you see five, plus the one on the ground. Actually, you see six. Yeah, six.
Weren't these the same people that just said, we know you helped calm them down?
No, that was the other stone
that
giant.
Was the stone giant that said that.
These are the same people that just let that stone giant walk off
his
friend.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, they are the same ones, but none of them are the ones that said it. The dude that said seize them was the dude that was talking to the one that fell asleep.
I'm gonna approach that guy and try to persuade him to calm down at least so we could talk.
They're all coming at you, trying to surround you.
Well, I'm still gonna try.
What are you gonna say?
I'm swinging my short sword at whoever's closest to me.
Oh my goodness.
That's me, you
knucklehead. Well, can you let me do my thing?
Oh. Go ahead, Jaranor.
I say, be still. Let's talk this through.
We'll talk this through when you're in shackles.
I'll lose authority.
What's her name? Stupid Black Skull, or whatever. Captain Black Skull, she would like to speak to you. Stand down now, or suffer the wrath.
I sheath my sword and put my shield on my back.
I follow Jernor's example and I sit like Gandhi on the floor.
Are you attacking?
Tell you what, guys, we're in a city and cities have guards and a lot of them.
Is it?
This one starts getting up. Yeah.
You were put to sleep for your own protection. For the protection of your village. And yet
unfortunately,
you
your friend gets questions.
Yeah, Black Skull. Captain Blatskull.
She's awesome.
Whatever, man. Let's do it your way.
No, are you sacking or not?
I know.
Whatever.
The last time you did it your own way.
What are you doing, Aramel?
We won. That's what happened last time.
You guys captured. It almost killed.
My mace and crossbow.
Putting it
you
up.
You got 4 HP.
Anyone else?
You got, like, hit
for
damage.
You
want
to die? I just have my carpenter's tools out.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
They
except
sort of.
My griffin grease.
I don't. They huddle you guys up together and start shackling you guys.
What? I thought he said just stand down and we'll be good.
No, he said seize them. They're shackling you. So, up to you.
Ooh.
I hold my arms out.
Someone's also happy
now. I mutter under my breath, this will be a great diversion.
Yep, I stick my hands out.
Okay. Okay. And they start walking you out to the hold again. Same place that Kirito was going.
Who?
As we're walking, I tend to these tools, my shackles.
Okay, roll it.
You're going to lose those tools,
like
dude.
Like bardic inspiration.
Dude, they see you.
Cast six.
You don't have your hands free.
I give guidance.
You mean like playing your lute? Like,
I give guidance. No, it's just vocal. I can just touch him and have it.
What do you got?
Inspire people. Bonus action.
With words.
Cool dex. Hear you. A dex save.
Still need get.
A dex save throw? Yes.
Yeah. You don't?
Sorry. No, it's only for a circus.
You can actually use it.
Only for your focus.
And then you got your proficiency or your advantage.
You got D4 too. Yeah.
I get double proficiency.
Yeah. Go. Roll three times.
I can
it just says you use words and stuff.
You don't get advantage, do you?
You can do it. Pick proficiency. That lock.
That's right. So 7 plus 4. Yeah.
Pick the lock.
So 11 plus a D4.
I know you can.
Didn't he have bardic inspiration
though?
You know
what they say.
You got guidance.
Love is blind.
All 13. And you need a D6. Or 15. You can't get them open.
You are terrible.
You guys make it about halfway, and everybody roll perception real fast.
I'm fed up.
This is my passive. 15.
17.
No, I want it. 17?
Yes, okay, sir. Good. 24.
Got 14.
Aramel, you see the guards surrounding you guys, but you also pick up Jerenor, you do as well, footsteps. But in the direction of the footsteps, there's no one there.
Nuts.
There's several footsteps other than the guards that
are there. These guys have, like, invisibility cloaks.
Yeah, of course.
And there's more.
So they're all around you.
Yeah, hey, guys, don't try anything stupid. Look at the ground. You'll see lots of footsteps that don't belong to anybody.
What do you say? Is that a stool?
They have more guards here than we think they do.
I take... Well, how's Stool going to...
You ask him.
He's a Pokemon.
No, no, I mean, like, no. I mean, how is he going to be...
shackles on...
How's he going to... I want him to have him near me, at least.
They have
Stool. I'll get near... Okay.
They're carrying him.
All right.
They're owners?
Yes, they are carrying
him. Do you want to know why I was trying to gather wood?
He's my buddy.
Yeah, I do, actually.
You forsake him.
I thought he was my buddy.
Stool.
We're on a boat.
You left him. Matthew never him.
I was trying to. I was gonna buy.
You ran off to Hemeth.
And then the giant man
helping him, and you left him by himself, and he was just sort of standing there.
Stool.
Do we get?
No, before that, when you ran, off,
and like he was just literally just standing there by himself.
Never.
Yeah, that one.
Oh yes, thank you, sir.
We could go from there.
Lots of
speed
for that.
Okay.
Glow or whatever.
6. So you're gonna get 250 experience for that.
Ding.
Boom.
How much for us?
250 experience.
Why'd you say
maybe that's because you didn't kill him.
250.
Maybe we would have got more if we hadn't, or because we got as much as we did because we didn't kill him.
He's a good guy, so I feel good about not killing him.
You guys continue to go.
Do I get any experience points for burning my second 26 infrastructure?
No, you do not.
Yes. The next one's going to be bigger.
Well, there's so many things that can happen. All right. You are guys.
Except for Topsy or Turvy. Turvy's
there. I don't have enough guys, and I don't have guys that look like it, so I'm using these guys as sort of like priests, but they're Duergar. Okay?
Okay.
There's 3 Duergar that sort of walk up to you guys, and they're like, halt, and like, all the Duergar stop and stand there, and they sort of whisper to one of the Duergar and talking to him. And then he addresses all you guys and says, my master would like to speak to you. And you see him sort of cast a spell. And then he looks at you guys and looks at the Duergar one more time. Says they'll follow me now. My master has use for you.
We're 15 away.
Fantastic.
You outsiders. It's all about outsiders. And he looks at Duergar and says, remove their shackles. They won't be a problem. And the one speaks up and says, these guys were mixed up in attacking some of the Duergar. We must bring them back to the captain. And he looks at him one more time and like sort of like pulls back his thing like this. And you see a small piece of badge and he goes, you'll do as I say.
I want one of those.
He's talking to other Duergar? Or
yeah,
he talking to
these guys are talking to the Duergar, okay. Telling them that to release your shackles and that you guys will follow them.
Okay.
they won't be any more trouble.
Yeah, we just got a spell put on us.
And they all look at each other and they start undoing your guys' shackles.
We found the Underground Railroad guys.
And he looks at you guys and says, follow me this way.
Inside?
I lean over him like, good thing you stayed your hand.
If I think that they are leading us somewhere good.
No insight's gonna help you on that. You don't have any. These people just walked up and basically just said.
Use a real life insight.
They just basically said, release them. They're not gonna be any more trouble. And they will follow us. My master would like to speak to them. And they all sort of seem like they were complying at first, and then he released or showed a little badge, and then they all started unshackling things. Okay. They unshackle you guys, and they stay there sort of in a pile. And the main acolyte dude sort of leans over to you guys, and not leans over, but says, if you guys cause any more trouble, I cannot save you. So do not do anything foolish. And follow me.
Okay, good? Dr. Jones?
I roll my eyes in.
Oh my god.
Agree.
Okay. As you guys are walking towards wherever he's taking you, he says, my name is Gortokar.
Oh, really?
What was
Taco
that?
Bell?
Gortokar. Gortokar.
Whoa.
It says, my master has been looking for people like you.
Man, strong. We're popular.
You guys are outsiders, and you guys have already fought off a giant.
What is he? An alkali?
He's sort of like he looks like a priest almost of the Duragar.
I'm going to use Divine Sense. Nothing?
Nope.
Okay. We're good hands, guys. Maybe.
All right.
I'm going to tweet #blessed.
Nothing else.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay.
Can I roll my new Ahita?
Yep. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Do that.
New what?
You leveled up.
We all did.
No, you didn't, did you?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I was like 2,700?
15?
Mm-hmm. 15 experience.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
15 more experience.
Ready for this?
Yep, let's see.
Ready?
2.
6.
Ooh, I think we need 55.
Pretty even.
No.
Probably
needed 55
because it was
250. No, it's 2700.
Right. 2700.
That's I know. Yeah. Well, we were at 2395.
I'm pretty sure you guys were just short.
Do I heal up to the new max?
Yeah, we were at 2395.
Yes. Just use an
ammo. I haven't taken any damage.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
That's what I got.
I don't understand that.
Hey, Matt.
We're at 2645.
How much health?
HP? Well, yeah, 4 or 5.
No,
which means we need 55 more. I thought it was 2700.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm the idiot.
What?
We need 55.
55 more. Okay.
Yeah, we're like 15 more to get to 2700.
Nice math, jerks.
We were thinking in time.
You were thinking in time.
Yeah, yeah.
15 more minutes.
You guys.
2700.
Why were we making that? Doesn't make any sense.
You guys walk deeper into the city than you've ever been. And you actually go across this huge bridge that goes across this valley.
I look down. Do I see any creatures? Or is it too far?
There's barely enough light, but you do see several creatures down at the bottom walking
small
around.
Creatures?
Lots of them, yes.
Is it made of wood?
I look at Fargus looking down.
No, it's done.
Can I light a torch at this point?
This is Queef Canyon.
I would not do that. You can see. There's lights all over it, so you don't really need the torch.
I cast.
You're casting something?
I look down and I lay over and I'm like, I think this is Queef Canyon.
I cast the Monarchy, and I have a loud voice.
He's going to level his voice up and shout something so stupid. No.
I'll see it. Because I can't wait till they push you off.
He just makes a sound effect like.
Why do I even do this for you guys?
This has to be Queef Canyon.
Alright, anyway, you guys go over this giant valley. And it's a big giant bridge that goes across. You guys have never gone there, and you don't see any foreigners back in here. There's only Duragar that you see.
It's a forest?
Forest? No, foreigners. You don't see any
foreigners. But do we see Journey?
Okay.
You guys make it further, and as the Duergar priests lead you into a building carved from the stone just outside a huge cave entrance, the ground trembles slightly, and a thunderous voice echoes against every wall. Gortakar! The voice calls as a reptilian behemoth comes into view.
Dragon.
Its scales the color of lava, its bright yellow eyes glowing in the shadows of the cave before coming into the light. You didn't say I was having surfers for dinner today.
What?
You didn't say I was having surfacers for dinner today.
Surfers?
The dragon chuckles at his own wit. Yeah, his massive body gives the impression that he is overweight, indicating eating habits that don't go well with him.
That's what it says. Strict diet and exercise.
Caramel, this looks like your mom.
My mom is a saint, you hear me?
The head priest.
You're a saint. That was much of a saint.
Not saying a lot.
The head priest sort of looks at you guys and says, foreigners, and like bows down and says, meet the father of flame, the ever burning, and the foundry's heart. Thumbershard, the wormsmith of Gracklestone.
I bow my head.
I bow as
well. You don't actually see him. He's like up inside, and like he just like sort of like looking through a hole in the wall.
I still bow.
I bow my head.
Okay. His name's Thumbershard?
Yep, Thumbershard.
The dragon!
That's what it is.
Oh, he's going to get the miniature. He's going to do it.
What'd you say after that?
Superhero landing.
Thumbershard.
Yeah.
Superhero.
And then you gave a description like the Lord.
The Father of Flame.
The Father of Flame.
The Father of Flame, the Ever Burning, the Foundry's Heart.
Alright, I'm not worried about this.
Yeah, exactly.
Mother of Dragons. Stormborn.
I'm glad.
Throw up the dragon gang symbols to him. Our street. I know these things.
I wave to him.
Just
It's a little dragon.
He's just a little guy.
I try to fit him in my pocket. Is he a dragon or a kobold?
He is with me.
I don't know why I'm setting this up other than the fact. Let's take a picture, please.
Yes, God.
He looks so goofy.
I'm trying to put on that side instead of the other side.
What's his name? Lord of the Rings.
Smaug.
Smaug.
He's sort of just laying on a giant pile of gold.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
He's rolling in it.
He's
rolling.
I take
a gold coin out of my pocket and flip it into his pile.
He's kind of
a clang. You take a gold coin, flip it out in the pile.
Yep.
I'll let you do that.
I use Mage Hand to grab it back. Just get
And you see the acolytes come in with you. Welcome all. His eyes lighten up as you guys enter. And then he looks around.
The tunnel leads here.
I laid him down. He said he was reclining.
I'm sorry. He looks around at everyone that's come and says, so nice to have outsiders come visit me. Now, leave us. And he sort of waves his quill like that.
I walk out.
No, not you, you fool. Stay here. I do not need
like
your presence.
Like a continuous motion.
Yeah. I'll take a 180.
Yeah,
that's fine.
No, not even a 180. It's like you do like a 4-point turn.
Just like who they are.
Okay.
Or what order they're from.
Oh, yeah, I suppose I should do that too with my history and religion checks.
Yep.
What kind of check?
Do a religion check.
I'm proficient in religion.
Nat 20.
A nat 20?
Do you mind if I... Nope, never mind. Can I do a history check?
I'm not going to lie, I don't know. They are basically...
I'm not going to lie, I wasn't prepared for you to roll a 20.
Well, no, I wasn't prepared. No, they are seem to be worshippers of this dragon. They are...
They don't have any symbols on there.
They don't really have any symbols. They are basically devoted to this dragon.
Okay. Nope.
Are they? What are they? Human?
They are Duergar. I don't have Duergar priests, but they're in priest robes like that. Only they're probably whitish,
okay.
And they're Duergar. And he asks everyone to leave, except for you guys. And you see two of the priests walk away. But, gosh, I hate these names. Gartakar, the main dude that was talking, sort of looks stunned and nervous. And then he just sort of stays standing there. He doesn't go away. And you hear Thumbershard sort of do a deep growl, like,
I look back at him.
And you see a little bit of smoke sort of come out of his nose. I said everyone. And then you see him walk away. But you also hear footsteps, but no one walk out. And the door shuts behind. And it shuts. Now that we are alone, tell me more about yourselves. Flipping a coin? You flipped your coin? Okay.
Oops.
He looks in your direction and is like, thank you, sir. Anything to add to my wealth? He just sort of wants a small background of what you guys have done and where you've come from. Is there anything in particular that you guys want to explain what has happened to you?
I nudge Crow. Hey, Crow, you want to put in a song form?
I'll pretty much explain to him that I'm looking for a woman that my...
Who is it?
That my knight that I squired for...
some backstory.
His dying wish. And I'm on this adventure, and I stopped a giant from, or helped stop a giant from destroying your city.
Okay.
Destroying up.
Anyone else? Anything else that's
I yelled at some kids. I'm not really gonna share that.
I think I impregnated my prisoner. Or my
captor.
Interesting.
What'd you say?
I think he's
my captor.
Huh? You haven't quite got your. He thinks
like the most evil woman you could think of. He slept with her.
The drow.
Yes.
It was really good too.
Here's a 20.
Anything else you guys want to explain? What happened to him? Side notes, anything else on this journey?
Oh, I mean, my charisma.
Okay.
I also want to ask him, well, I'll explain to him I'm also looking for, I kind of hold it up, not too close, but I just say I'm looking for the meaning of this, and then I close it, put it away.
I have never seen such symbols as that in my time here at Cracklestew.
I nudge Jaranor and I say, tell him about how we escaped from the Dark Elves.
The Drow?
The Drow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those.
Tell
him about the
Demogorgon. Well, yeah, and then you
had
the Demogorgon. Oh, crap.
The Demogorgon. I totally forgot about that. So, I mean, is everyone cool with that?
Yeah.
I look around looking for approval, and so we pretty much got captured.
If we find a use for ourselves by providing information on some category, which probably killed him, or be a threat, make ourselves useful.
So I kind of explained we got captured by the drow and took him prisoner. We escaped the prison and then found the Demogorgon on our escape. And we fled from the Demogorgon and ended up here, trying to find a way out and meaning of all this. So.
That is quite interesting that you have survived this far. I hate saying it. Alright. I'm gonna cut out just for a second. This chapter is so weird. Like, everybody's like, yes, outsiders. Oh, I can't wait. I can use you. And, like, everybody, like, I don't understand it. Like,
they're
everybody.
Pretty popular here.
That's what I'm saying. And guess
they
what he's going to say?
Though.
He's going to say,
I can use you.
I could use someone like you.
Man, we've got five quests.
I would like you to become my eyes and my ears. I need you to do whatever the priest asks of you.
Okay.
For how long?
For as long as it takes.
To...
I need you to report back to me about everything that they talk about. And me first, before going back to them.
Who's they?
The priests.
So you want us to spy on your own priests?
That is correct. Do this, and you will have my protection in the city. I do not trust my priesthood. They have been withholding information from me. There seems to be some form of uprising. I feel that they are trying to overthrow me.
Like, we're already investigating a few strange phenomena, and we'll try and we'll do this to him.
He doesn't even register that you said anything, and he just sort of looks at you all and says, leave. As if he doesn't even care about what you're, because he knows you're just going to do it.
I instantly leave. I bow.
It's almost like a pride thing that anyone, no one would ever, you know, just say no to a dragon, right. Especially not to its face. So it was just like, this is what I want you to do. You're going to do it and leave.
I bow and walk.
You step on a twig.
I do a cartwheel.
Out of nowhere, he just appears. You walk. You bow and walk away.
I just walk away.
Okay.
And I turn. I
who opens the door. Out.
I'll do it.
While I'm turning away from the dragon.
Well, I was already headed out, so I was.
Okay.
I'll be first.
What are you doing?
I just kind of just nod, and as I turn away, I say, "What of the Demogorgon?" And wait for a response. If not, then I'll walk out.
The Demogorgon is not my concern right now. No. We'll get to him soon enough. No, I didn't say that. Yeah. I don't know how to say it. He is not my concern at this point. I'm more concerned about my surroundings. This Demogorgon that you speak of should be in the Abyss, not in our realm.
Just listen to another episode of the S6 D&D podcast. Take some experience for that accomplishment. While you're at it, level up with us by following our Twitch channel, YouTube channel, and other social media platforms. Links to everything can be found in the notes of this podcast episode. Thanks for listening.